JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. The Melbourne Storm are flying, and on Sunday they've got their traditional Anzac Day clash against the New Zealand Warriors.
There are three certainties in life: death, taxes, and Melbourne Storm racking up the wins.
In the end, Storm, too good. Full time at Amy Park, Melbourne 20 over the Roosters 4.
And our next guest keeps racking up tries.
It sits up for him. He puts the foot down.
Before the Storm take on the New Zealand Warriors on Anzac Day, please welcome the Fox, Josh Adokar.
Yes, indeed, Jim. They started... Well, that's him laughing already. Started slowly this year. They're 1-2, yes. And then they've won their last three. Really good wins over the Broncos, yes, the Bulldogs, and the Roosters last week. Now 4-2, fourth on the ladder because of this man here, the fastest man in the game, Josh Adokar. Hey, Fox, welcome.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
How are you? You going all right?
Yeah, going all right, bro. I just sit me doing a tradie ad, so it's been a long day.
So what do you have to do? You actually, you got to act.
Yeah, got to act. Sit me in my jocks.
old mate from The Bachelor. The that Bachelor. Tradie. Yeah,
yeah, bro. Yeah, the honey badger bar.
Oh, nice.
What are you going to say? Yeah. Something about...
Oh, no, I'm sitting in a bathtub with Money Munster and just having a yarn and having a giggle.
Imagine with Munster up there. You'd be having a frothy. All you need is the cheese there and cheese.
But he brushed today. He pulled out last minute. Reckons he's sick.
Hey, good to see the Storm back in town, mate. It's been a tough first 6 weeks, no doubt about that. But to win the last three, you're back in town.
Yeah, definitely. I got goosebumps when we had a fan day just before the season starts. And have the fans back at the stadium is pretty awesome. We've got great fans that turn up every week, and it's going to be a massive game again this weekend too. So, yeah, it's a big occasion.
Traditional Anzac Day clash, of course, the Storm and the Warriors. You've had trouble with them in the past. Tell us a bit about how that game is to play in.
Yeah, Warriors had a great win against the St. George Dragons last week. I think they completed 100%, and that's massive in our game. They're going to be a really tough side. They've got Roger at the back, playing fullback. So I think if we do a good job on him and some of the good players on their side, I think we'll go a long way and win the game.
Might even have your co-captain plays first game, our mate in here, Dale Finucane, the boy from Bega. Any chance he might play a game at any stage, Fox?
I think he was meant to come back last week, but so I'm pretty sure that he's going to be playing his first game for us this year, so it'll be good to have him back. He's definitely one of my favourite players to play with, and I like to call him the toughest man in rugby league.
Hey, Fox, anyone laid eyes on Smithy? Have we seen him? Has he been anywhere near the joint?
Nah, the only time he come down was when his statue I got revealed, and
so has he cracked him? We can't. He's a mate of ours, Smithy. Yeah, he won't return any of our calls. No. Has he cracked them?
No, he's brushed everyone's calls, I think. Eh? Oh. He brushed his dad's calls, bellyache. Oh. he's probably just enjoying retirement. So he's got a beautiful family too. I'm really close with their family. So they're up in Queensland somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere. Did you put the Devon on his head and my statue?
Bro, I see that, eh? I didn't. It was probably Brendan Smith. It's something to do.
Now, you're the fastest man in the game. I heard you talk one night when you'd had a couple. You reckon you could beat Usain Bolt?
I wish, bro. He's next level. I've always wanted to be a part of the Olympics, and I'd love to win a gold medal in something, but I'd definitely be in 100 metres, but I don't think I'm up to those guys' levels. I'm super grateful to be a part of the speedsters in the NRL. So, it is cool.
Now, Fox, I don't understand because you are a legend, of course, a premiership playing superstar for the best team in the comp, and you decided to sign a 4-year deal with the worst team in the comp. What are you doing?
My decision just came off the back of my family and just missing Sydney in general. I've been down here for 5 years now, and I just feel like I need to give back to my family. I've lost a really good mate of mine back home about a couple of days ago. So lost about eight family members and people in my community. So the last about 2-3 years now. So it was definitely a tough decision. But I'm super excited to start a new adventure.
No, that's all of that's fair enough. But I reckon you also just having a look outside today, Fox, and it's about 8 degrees and pissing down and hail, and you're thinking, I need to get back to Sydney.
Really, bro? I've been stuck indoors doing this app for tradies. So
in your undies. So it's minus 8 and you're in the undies.
That's what I'm saying, bro. I'm in the job.
Hey, is Pappenhausen now? Is he okay? Will he play Anzac Day?
Yeah, I'm sure he'll play. I think he had a couple of jabs in the game on the weekend. And with those injuries, I think if you're no good, you're no good, really. So I reckon he'll be all set to play.
Harry Grant too, Jim, played his first game last week. He's a star, 76 run meters run, Jim, 2 tackle bursts, 2 offloads, line break. He's done all that. I was just reading that, Fox, I got no idea. But he's a star, isn't he, Harry?
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, it's good to have him back from the West Tigers. He was on that loan deal last year, and I think he topped the Dally M, but and then got injured, so... it's good to have him back. It just goes to show what kind of players we've got in our side. I think, I'm struggling to score a couple of tries. You know, everyone's scoring tries in our side. Yeah. So I suppose it's really good for our team, because when teams come up against us, it's going to be tough to like, who are they meant to defend? So everyone's scoring tries, and it's like when it was hard last year, it was easy to score tries, but it's easy this year, it's hard to score tries now. So it is what it is, but I'm just so happy that we're winning games and just keep building on the year.
How's Billy Eight going? Everyone's trying to pick him off too, by the way.
But
hands off our man. How's he going?
Nah, he's going really well, bro. Love Belzo. He's like, I say to everyone, he's like a father figure to everyone down here. Obviously, I was from Melbourne. Only I think 2 players down at the team now from Melbourne. So he's always been a mentor for us boys, and super grateful to be in his team and learn off the best.
Geez, he gets cranky.
Oh, yeah. Right, but that's only game day, because he turns into a totally different person.
Yeah, I know, he's a monster.
Game day, but he just walks around real angry and starts spitting everywhere and all that kind of stuff. You know, we talk so, but. During the week, he's so cool to work with, man. It's it's a blessing.
Hey, I tell you what this game does, Bill. Starts at 6:15 PM.
Amy Park,
of course. So when you finished at the Triple MCG after the Anzac Day clash between Collingwood and Essendon, walk straight across.
Storm and Warriors. Always a good game.
Yep.
Just come across there and they're on fire. If you were to have a healthy burger, what burger would you have, Josh Adokar?
The Storm burger from Grilled, brother.
With the beetroot.
We've got beetroot in it. You like beetroot, Foxy?
No, I don't like beetroot, bro. I'm not going to lie.
It would pump it up.
It is a lovely burger,
bro. Oh, yeah. Of course it is. Good luck in your jocks there, Cop.
Thanks, bro.
Well done, mate. Good luck.
Thanks, boys.